This is Dr. Souza reiterating on Victoria Barkley, B-A-R-K-L-E-Y, Barkley, B as in boy, B-A-R-K-L-E-Y, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, date of birth is 2-6-2000, date of visit is 1-5-26. Next, paragraph, this patient is referred by Natalia Verbinskaya. That is, Natalia is N-A-T-A-L-Y-A, Natalia, Verbinskaya, V-E-R, V as in Victor, V-E-R-B-I-N-S-K-A-Y-A, Verbinskaya, M-D. Dear Natalia, N-A-T-A-L-Y-A, Natalia, thank you for sending Victoria Barkley for primary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 25-year-old female who has been experiencing some episodes of shortness of breath and few coughing spells. Was recently sent for a chest X-ray. Done on 12/16/25. The patient's chest X-ray showed clear lung fields, but showed pectus excavatum deformity. The patient states she has trouble taking deep breaths, but she denies any chest pains, myoptosis, fevers, or chills. The O2 saturations are 99 on room air. The patient does not take any medications presently. She has not lost any weight. The past history, the patient's past history is significant for pneumonia on one occasion. And she denies history for asthma. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient denies smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke from her family. No alcohol use, period. She works in a nursing home. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, next paragraph, family history, both parents in good health. And father had a history of seizures. Mother has multiple allergies. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath with exertion and has had occasional coughing spells and some wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or rectal bleed. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. Denies leg or calf muscle pain. No leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. She has no joint pains but has some muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, none. Next, physical exam. This thinly built young white female situation is in no acute distress. No palisade of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 102. Respirations are 18, temperature 97.1. Weight is 155, saturation is 99. HE and ENOM sound people's reactive. Sclera by clear, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Nasal mucus are injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements, the pectus excavatum noted with slightly diminished excursions. Breath sounds are equal. There are no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Symmetries, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions, no death. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Pectus excavatum, deformity, up the chest. Number 2 is dyspnea. Number 3 is reactive airways. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the pectus deformity. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate for shortness of breath. CBC, a complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and a eosinophil count. She's advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. And she may need a referral to thoracic surgery to evaluate the pectus deformity if she continues to be very symptomatic. Thank you for this consultation. We'll make an addendum report after her next visit. Copy of this for Natalia Verbinskaya, 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 MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.